to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. Tony in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yes.
Sir. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Bob. You know, do you figure they're going to be forced to drop interest rates anytime soon?
Well, I see Goldman Sachs, which is one of the insider companies, talking about three cuts before the end of the year, and so as you know, the Treasury Secretary is from Goldman Sachs and a number of others. Now, this could be a bluff because they don't care whether they're right or wrong, and they're doing everything they can to calm the market. But three cuts, which would be three quarters of a point the way that they've been doing things in the past, would absolutely decimate the dollar. And it's far more important that they support the dollar than they do in bailing out Wall Street and the banks and the investment banks and the brokerage houses and even the economy. Because if the dollar goes, it is over for America. They will lose the status of having the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And havoc will break loose in our economy. And so I really don't see that happening. If it does, it's absolutely suicidal.
But, you know, I watch the market all day as I listen to the radio, and, you know, everybody screams for cuts. Do you think old Helicopter Ben will yield? Although I don't think he makes the ultimate decision. I think he's told what to do. Do you honestly think that they'd let the economy sink and not lower interest rates with all the pressure that would be put on them?
Well, I think the pressure's already there, and, you know, they want the bailout. Well, if they get the bailout and they go down three-quarters of a point, and you can take this to the bank, gold will be over $2,000 an ounce.
Yeah, probably ought to be close to that now anyway. So when these central banks, Bob, when they sell gold, they do dump it into the market. They don't just sell it amongst themselves.
No, they used to, but they don't do that anymore because they, in congruity with each other, are deliberately trying to suppress gold prices so that people will think that everything's okay. And on top of that, you have the manipulation going on from other sectors, which affect.
So you say
gold,
now they
such
are
as
dumping
naked shorting. In London, where it's permissible, the Fed telling the commercial traders on the COMEX, you know, we want you to stop gold here. And, you know, they're all guaranteed against loss, but they won't tell you that. You know, I was in the brokerage business for 28 years. I know what goes on there.
So you say they are dumping it on the market now?
Pardon me?
So you say they are dumping it into the market now?
Well, they have been for a long time.
Okay.
I mean, they started in on the 19th of October, 1987, illegally. And I knew that, and I wrote about it at the time. And then, of course, the executive order in August of 88 by Ronald Reagan, which allowed the creation of the Working Group and Financial Markets, which are manipulators of the market.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to take the break. 800-313-9443. Any financial questions or comments that you folks have out there, give us a call. 800-313-9443. We'll return with Robbie Noel and Bob Chapman right after this. Stay tuned.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter. What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Involved in a little tech talk. Sorry about getting back so late, gentlemen. Tony in Tennessee. Continue, sir, if you would.
Yeah, John, you know, to answer your question, I know why people overseas are buying gold just like you do. Americans here, they don't have enough sense, but people in the Mideast, like back in the 70s, they put everything into gold when they saw something coming, and they see it coming. That's easy to understand.
And here's the irony. Here's the irony to this, and Bob and Robbie, I know that you guys can speak on this. You know, when the Fed upped the rates, the interest rates in this country back in 79-80, we saw gold move closer to $1,000. We saw silver go over $50 an ounce. It would seem to me, with all the market instability that we're seeing right now, we're seeing the hedge fund thing pop up. We see the housing market going belly up. We see all of these associated problems, fuel costs, which nobody wants to talk about, but stuff that we're buying off the grocery shelves right now, milk up 20, 25%, other products. And these are directly related to transportation cost and other factors. But for gosh sakes, if we had interest rates at 19 or 20% to try to wring out inflation, they had too much money in circulation back in 79-80, that was their cure to slow everything down, to take that money back out and stabilize things. But where is the precious metal market? Bob, they keep calling this a commodity. And like all commodities, they're going down, copper, whatever, it's floating back and forth. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And you see people like China, the gold sales are up across the board 32%, but you're seeing the U.S. sales in gold in the minus column?
Well, that's because Americans, as the gentleman said, don't have a lot of money to purchase, but more than that, they read, and first of all, they don't read. Only 8% of Americans read, and they watch the same garbage coming out of the media, and they don't want to venture any further than that. They like being stupid, and they're going to pay for it.
Did I just hear you correct, Bob, when you said the gentleman? You called me a gentleman?
Yes, I did, sir.
That.
I'm not going to call you what your brother-in-law calls you.
Right, yeah.
Well, obviously you guys know something about each other.
I have no idea.
No. I
people,
appreciate you guys.
Foreigners are not dealing in dollars, so they can see immediately the difference in the gold price.
Well,
as opposed to Americans, because everything is based in dollars. So we don't see what they see over there. Gold demand is surging all over the world. Saudi Arabia, it's up 30%. Egypt's up 9%. Turkey's up 15%. China's up 32%. Russia's up 27%. The United States down 4%.
I've told people I was buying gold, and they laughed at me.
Well, sure they do.
That's the Americans for you.
Oh, yeah.
Sad,
well, you see, we have
the same
we
people who are all losing their jobs, too.
Americans have really never suffered a currency crisis, as Europeans have suffered many currency crises in the last 100 years.
And Robbie, they never had a bad day in their life.
You're right about that. You're right.
Tony, thanks for your call.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
No problem,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks. Thanks, Robbie.
Marianne in Kansas. Or I'm sorry. There's an AR in front of that. Never could figure this out. If Kansas is spelled K-A-N-S-A-S, if you put an AR in front of it, why does it become Arkansas? Marianne, can you answer that question? Marianne, are you there?
Mr. Stad Miller, God bless you. No, sir, I cannot. I'm born and raised right here, been all over the country, and I've had that question asked to me. So, Arkansas or Arkansas, whatever.
But if you're from Arkansas, what does that make you? A Kansas?
Arky. Like an Okie.
A who?
Okie from Muskogee, Okie for Oklahoma.
Okay, we got to get some Merle Haggard bumper music going on
you
here.
You bet your boots you do. Okay, now listen, quickly as possible. And first of all, good afternoon, Mr. Chapman, and good afternoon, Mr. Noel. I listen to you both regularly. Mr. John Stadmiller, I've got a proposition for you. Nothing that will require your money, of course. I've been a fan for a long, long time, and I've not had money to support you financially, but I will assure you, you're in my prayers. And, I've spent some time now since I kind of became concerned about things. I have really invested a lot of time listening to some of the best people I've been able to find on Internet Talk Radio, and thankfully there are a lot of them, and many of them right there where you're at, to address my, to learn what the problems are. 20 years ago, I had a dream, literally. I woke up in the morning about 3 a.m., and it was a war. It wasn't a dream I saw. It was a dream I experienced, and it was a war, and I mean a brutal war between the haves and the have-nots. 12 years ago, I wrote the business plans. Very simple, very simple, very simple. I've got a 10-page, 8-page outline sort of thing. I'm in some need of some help myself, not financially so much, but when you're starting something new, you need people who have expertise, right?
Generally, yes.
Yes.
Why do I smell a business proposition coming this
way?
Well,
what I'm going to do, I'm particularly interested in helping disabled vets.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned like a while ago the schools and how they're not getting help, and it just been touched on a previous program by someone, I believe it was Michael Herzog's program, talking about the schools and the problems. And there are problems aplenty, but we need something that's going to bring help, or even maybe something, a percentage of a solution. And I do have an idea that I've had excellent feedback on. I've not been able to start it prior years because of some health problems, and thank God that's over with. I'm recovered. What I've got is, I'm gonna, if it's all right with you, I'll send you my phone number and my information.
All right.
And if you'll let people who are interested send you an email with my name and the topic line that you can forward to me until I can get a second inbox set up.
Okay.
Okay. And from all over the country. They don't have to be here in Arkansas, because I've got a feeling my days here are kind of numbered myself, except I kind of like the place, other places in Arkansas besides where I live. But I'm particularly interested in helping disabled vets, and I'd really want someone that was like, you know, 40 or over, unless there's something that they've got that's a desperate, desperate problem, and then they can call too. But if they'll just put in that email their contact information, for anyone that's willing to relocate, that's great. But if we'll make that agreement now and you can receive emails with my name in the topic line, then I will give your man there my phone number, my email address, and we can work out those details. But I just don't want to put my number or my email address out public because of a couple of things. For one thing, I keep an inbox that's full. But
like our inboxes aren't full here.
Well, yes, sir. I understand that. But there are people who do have solutions to many troubling problems, and I'm thinking.
I understand. All right. Well, Marianne, I appreciate that. Just send me an email. Let me know. Give me a contact number, and we'll talk about it. Okay.
All right. We'll do that. And God bless you. You're in my prayers. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll tell you what, folks. If prayers were dollars, we wouldn't have having any problems at all. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How you all doing today?
Good.
I'm smelling a financial rat, and I think I'm just seeing the tip of its nose floating in the water. But according to my understanding, all the labor and savings and your accumulations, both past, present, and future, have been pledged to the national debt. And I know these banks bundle up bundles of mortgages and car mortgages, and then those are factored out to other financial institutions, some of which probably end up overseas. That's the private sector. On the public sector, it appears to me that the government is spending this country into debt and mortgaging every square foot of every piece of land, lake, river, water, mineral rights, etc., to the hilt. They're selling off the infrastructure and pocketing the money that we paid for with our tax monies. Now, if these foreigners come in and under uniform commercial code and basically clicked on the assets, is that what the lady from Russia, the chief economist for Putin, said, that it won't be long before the American people are standing crying naked in the street and wanting to know what hit them? Is that a possibility, that the foreigners could come in here and just basically reclaim this whole area? That's a good one for Bob.
I think it's a distinct possibility, because they have the dollars to do it, and they can come in and buy companies and things such as buildings and houses and you know, all kinds of businesses. And the only way that the U.S. Government could bring a halt to that is by reneging on their currency outside the country.
All right. We'll hold that thought. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Gary. 800-313-9443. I want to get into some other subject matter here while we got this brain trust on the air with us. We'll do that right after this.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, we are back. I wanted to ask you a question, Mr. Chapman. If we have problems out there with the subprime mortgage rates, and now what we're seeing with the adjustable rate mortgages out there, people are now having to pay two or three times what they were before, wouldn't it be in the best interest of the banks to go in there and rework these adjustable rate mortgages rather than have defaults, make it easier for the people that have the paper out there to make good on it?
Well, you know, that's logical. But in the world that's created by the elitists, the Illuminists, there is no logic. And what they've done is they've created a derivative market. And you can't go out legally and allow a loan to be paid off on a different schedule because there are people who have bought what are called credit swaps, derivatives, and they bet that a number of these loans wouldn't make it. And they profit by the downside in this. And so they can't change the contracts. Now, maybe the U.S. government can, but the banking community can't.
Aren't we talking about the very same people that have the very same paper?
Well, no, some of them do, but most of them don't.
Okay. And is it in their, is it in the major banks' interest to get rid of competition out there by running the smaller banks under?
It's always been that way. And, yes, you're correct. That's why they destroyed the savings and loan industry. And right now, they're destroying all the independent mortgage companies. And that's because all the big banks want all the business. And either that or they'll run them out of business or they'll buy in and take them over. And that's what's going on right now.
See, I mean, one of the big problems in the months ahead, you've got $550 billion worth of commercial paper that's going to roll over in the next 90 days. The question is who they're going to sell it to.
And that that commercial paper, by the way, Robbie, most of that's backed by residential mortgages, is it not?
And well, the numbers are this way. There's $2.2 trillion in total, and that's the figures that we've been giving. Whether they're true or not, I don't know. But $1.2 trillion of that is in part backed by CDOs and ABSs. And those are collateralized debt obligations, which are mortgages, and the ABSs are the other kind of loans, asset-backed securities, and they are loans on automobiles, trucks, boats, motorcycles, mobile homes, and in all kinds of other loans, in other words. And, yes, those are the numbers. And the only entity that can roll them is for the Fed to come in and buy them. Otherwise, they're not going to get rolled. They're not going to be able to get new financing when their paper is up.
And if the Fed is going to be doing this, how much money is going to be loaned back into circulation once they're having to take this hit, which they know they're not going to get paid back on? They're still trying to keep this Titanic afloat. I mean, it seems to me, Bob, referencing back to what I said before, it would be better to go in and restructure what has been done out there and try to save as much of the mortgage market out there as you possibly can, keep people in their homes and so on and so forth, rather than just letting this thing tumble and then having the Fed pump in, as you stated, over almost $500 billion into this thing to try to keep things afloat. It makes absolutely...
Yeah, but who pays for the credit swaps? I mean, you know what you're looking at here? You're looking at something on an order of $2.5 trillion. It's not only the mortgages. You've got to take care of the credit swaps. It's impossible. It's nice to think it could be done, but in today's society of structured notes and other things, you can't do that.
Well, the alternative is this whole thing goes down the proverbial toilet.
Well, that's right, and that's where it's headed.
What's that, Robbie?
Porcelain princess.
Yeah, porcelain princess. You got it. With that, let's go back to the phones. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Last Tuesday, you were talking about having a credit card and getting it reduced by half and possibly getting rid of the interest rate. Could you go over that again a little bit?
Are you talking to me?
I think Mr. Chapman was talking about it. I'm not sure.
All right.
I don't remember talking about it, but please restate that.
Well, I don't think it was the consolidation part, but it was there was something else in there where you guys were talking about basically getting your credit card bill cut in half and possibly even getting the interest rate taken off of it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a little hint. I wasn't going to tip my hat on this deal, but for you, Don, I will, and everybody else that's listening to this program today. I'm going to be doing something here in short order with the Integrity Debt Options and the credit card elimination debt, consolidation, making deals with the credit card companies. And if everything goes right, this will be picked up by Clear Channel, and this will be across the United States on hopefully hundreds of radio stations. So this is a perfect time for something like this. I've always been about solutions, and I need a way to pay some bills around here. I'm backlogged with some debt, and it ain't nobody helping me. Hold on a second. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Don, did you just hear that commercial for Integrity Debt Options?
Yes, I did.
Okay, 888-245-7097. Give them a call.
Okay. Hey, also, with all the power that China has over our economy right now, what do you think will be their next big move in this country?
Well, I think that they'll continue to buy U.S. assets. And they'll use dollars to do that. I think this possibility that they would be gold buyers as well. And I think they'll continue this small, relentless, incremental increase in the value of their currency, but it'll be small and over time. And I think there's a good chance that Congress might do something and in the way of tariffs. And I think that it's something China is just going to have to live with, because if they dump all those dollars, all they're going to do is drive the dollar down worse than it already is, and they're going to take some horrendous losses.
Is there any way, Bob, for them to convert the bonds and the bills that they're already holding right now? What are they going to do with that?
Well,
I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Don.
They have been rolling them, but they're not creating any new buying. And I think over time, they'll get rid of them. And it'll continue a relentless pressure on the dollar. But I think what's going to change the whole face of things is legislation.
Well, I do you really see them doing that, though? I mean, this
well, Democrats have talked extensively about it, and they're talking about trying to take it on before the year is out.
Robbie?
Well, sure, because we're back to the victimology thing again. In other words, what you are witnessing, and it's gaining momentum, that it was ruthless mortgage brokers who took advantage of the poor and the uninformed and fleeced them out of their secure homes.
Well, speaking of secure, where was the SEC while all this was going on? All this debt was
well,
being...
Well, how about the Fed who created the whole thing and the corrupt rating agencies and the corrupt banks and the mortgage companies?
Oh, sure.
I mean, they all had their hand in there, and they all ought to be in jail.
Oh, we so knee-deep in fraud and corruption at this point, it's mind-boggling in all its proportion. But, Bob, let me ask you this. My take as far as interest rates are going is I think Ben Bernanke and the rest of the power elite, by the actions this week and statements that they've made, that they have abandoned any hope of protecting the U.S. dollar by obviously talking about raising rates. Rather, it seems as though the general consensus, although it's not the wise thing to do and the wrong thing to do, is more than likely what the Fed will do and will cut rates, thinking that somehow
it's
going to...
I can promise you, Robbie, if they cut rates 0.75% between now and the end of the year, you will have gold and silver in the stratosphere, and they will not be able to hold it down.
Well, what option do they have, though, gentlemen?
But that's the lead article on republictradinggroup.net. The Federal Reserve could start a gold rush, written by Andrew Farrell. Makes, obviously, the logical point that if the Feds do cut rates, the Fed's going to start something that it didn't want to happen in its wildest dreams, and that's a gold run. I mean, we should have had a gold run.
Right. And you know, they must be suicidal.
I mean, we should have had a gold run last week when hundreds of people were standing outside banks demanding to get their money back from countrywide financial...
Yeah, Switzerland
financial
was lending. Selling 35 tons of gold.
Yeah. And the amazing thing, and I was thinking last night, you know, why didn't they show, you know, all these hundreds of people standing outside of these banks demanding their money? And I guess it would be akin to, you know, shouting fire in a movie theater. I mean, if you start showing live pictures of hundreds of people standing outside of banks, you would actually create a bank run by showing it, because everybody...
Yeah, but, you know, that's not responsible journalism. Responsible journalism is telling the truth, which is something that journalists almost never do, and that's why programs like this exist.
You know, it's interesting, gentlemen. Murray Rothbard, he died... Oh, gosh, about 12 years ago. He did a story and was just recently reposted on lourockwell.com, The Anatomy of a Bank Run. And what he was talking about was he eventually got into the FDIC and the FSLIC. They're in a weaker position than just about any of the banks are out there. But don't worry, your deposits are insured up to $100,000. So if you got $300 in there and the bank goes bye-bye, guess what? You've lost two-thirds of your money. But he said that it was a scene familiar to any nostalgia buff. All night lines waiting for the banks, first in Ohio and then in Maryland, to open. Pompous but mendacious assurances by the bankers that all is well and the people should go home. The stubborn insistence by depositors to get their money out and the consequent closing of the banks by government, while at the same time the banks were permitted to stay in existence and collect the debts due them by their borrowers. He says, in other words, Instead of government protecting private property and enforcing voluntary contracts, it deliberately violated the property of the depositors by barring them from retrieving their own money from the banks. And we remember back in 1933 when they went in, all the banks went into the bank boxes, the lock boxes, cleaned out all the gold and silver that people had in the boxes. That was confiscation of private wealth out of a bank, and they shouldn't have been able to do it, but they did it anyhow. You know, I mean, the things, and Robbie, you're absolutely correct. It is sometimes when you're in a wash and a sea of crime and corruption, double dealing, backroom deals, all of what we see going on in the financial infrastructure of this country right now, it almost, when we get news like this about people standing in lines that you just mentioned to get their deposits out for fear that the bank may close, well, a lot of people don't understand how these banks operate, and their money is not on deposit there. They can't go in and grab it. Because you said it earlier, and I think you were, I think you were very kind, Bob, when you said that they can loan 8 times the amount of money. Well, in many instances, it's over 10 times the amount of money. You walk in, make a deposit of $100. The bank turns around and says, "Oh, we got assets to lend. We'll loan out $1,000 to Billy Joe Bob that just walked through the front door." Well, when the depositor goes to get his cash out of that bank, it just ain't there. It is not there. And Robbie, you're correct. When that story did hit, it didn't exactly make ground-shaking across the nation electronic news headlines. But when people were going and they lost their faith in these banks that they were just going to go and get their money temporarily and maybe stick it back in when things quieted down, should have been monumental in this country. Because it's the faith and of the credit and the borrowing of the government that has made this whole thing go all the while. So when you start to see the cracks in the confidence of the general public out there, alarm bells should have gone off. Gold should have went through the roof last week.
You know, I don't know, Bob can help me out with this. You know, at one time, banks were required to keep 10% of all deposits physically in the bank. And I think today banks are required to keep less than 1% of deposits funds in the bank. Am I correct on that, Bob?
It varies from time to time, but it usually is between 6 and 8%. And that's a BIS directive, which is 8% worldwide. And
Do you think they actually keep 8%? I mean, I've gone to a bank...
no way of telling that.
I mean, I've gone to a bank to withdraw $5,000. They told me to come back tomorrow. Go why?
Yeah,
no, we don't have that much money in the bank.
We got to go rob the city parking meters to get you your money for you. Hey, let's go back to the phones here. We're running out of time. Bob in Georgia. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you're doing all right.
Oh yeah,
fair to middling, as well as expected.
Great, great. Real quick, Bob, you and I had a conversation here a couple of weeks back, and I think what really America's facing is it has to pick its poison, whether it's going to end up in deflation or hyperinflation. And I've heard the argument with all of our debt out there that America can repay its debt with currency that's worth less in value. At the same time, the currency is destroyed in the process. And then the deflationary part of the equation is the currency becomes worth more in a deflationary environment, but then America is stuck still with all this debt that we have sitting out there. So I think it would be just pick your poison, and with this North American Union that's going on, I think with the hyperinflation that's going to take place, which is what I think is going to happen, the American people 2 to 3 years down the road will beg for a solid currency, and there's your Amero. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the projection is one that's possible, but I really believe that
they learned their lesson, the Fed, in the late 20s, when they and the other banks shut off credit. And in so doing, they caused the collapse of the stock market and the housing market, for that matter. And they're not going to let go of this thing until they inflate it as much as they can. They will inflate it as long as people will borrow. Now, the consumer will be the first lesser borrower or non-borrower.
That's already happened.
They'll be followed by business or speculators and people like that.
That is happening now.
And when you see worldwide major banks are increasing it, money and credit at more than 14%, you know you're going to have hyperinflation. You've already got it with 11% inflation. Now, in fact, I'm seeing mainline economists coming up with 7.5% and 8% now, which was unheard of 2 or 3 years ago when the numbers were relatively the same. And so we're going to get hyperinflation, and sooner or later it will turn into deflation. And the dollar will not be worth more when it goes down in value, because everything else would have gone down with it. And that's why gold is so important, because if you look back at the 30s, you'll see that everything went down between 60 and 90% in value. But gold didn't. That's why they snatched it.
Right.
Now, there's not enough gold in America today to make that worthwhile doing. So the people who do have gold are going to make out like bandits.
Right. The I heard an analogy the other day. Let's imagine for a moment that we want to pay off America's debt, and let's just pretend for a moment that that debt is $1 trillion. If we were to have an infinite supply of $1 bills and we started laying down a dollar bill every second to pay off $1 trillion, it would take 3,100 years to pay off that $1 trillion worth of debt.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of those things over the years, and the bottom line is that if the United States government wants to solve their debt problem, it's very simple. All they have to do is bring gasoline prices up to what everybody else pays in the world, which is about $6 a gallon. So if we're paying $2.50 and they increase taxes on gasoline $1.50 a gallon, which would be about $4 a gallon, they would be able to make enough money very quickly to pay the debt off. So all those stories about dollar bills and how long it's going to take, they can do it in fairly short order.
Right.
Well, that doesn't sound like a bad proposition, except for one thing. When you raise energy costs, that puts a tax, per se, on the cost of doing business. And isn't it the last thing that you want to do in a weakened consumer market is to
desperate
start...
Desperate people do desperate things.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Bob, anything else quickly?
Real quick.
I want to hear the special.
So do I, and we're going to get around to it. I'm trying to get Bob here to finish
Robbie
up.
Robbie standing there and saying, gee, they forgot me.
No, we didn't.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
I'm in the insurance business in Atlanta, and I've called in a couple times, and I'm talking to mortgage lenders. I've got a buddy of mine whose wife is expecting their first child, and he did not get a paycheck for the month of July. I've seen my insureds, I'm telling you, that you can see I wouldn't say there's fear in their eyes yet, but their eyes are getting big and they're wondering what's going on.
That's the uncertainty stage before you get whacked upside the head with the silver hammer.
Right.
Yeah.
And the commercial paper, from what I understand yesterday, Bob, the interest rates surged in the T-bills. Rates went down as low as 2.9% intraday.
Well, you're absolutely correct.
So you guys were talking
Let me read you something I wrote 10 minutes before the program went on, and it is about the interest rates.
It should be noted that the Treasury's $32 billion four-week bill auction was the largest since July of 2001. They were sold at the high rate of 4.75%. The yields on the one-month bills fell as low as 1.272% and were trading at 2.6% prior to the auction. Now, in other words, they fell 50%. In a sign of weak demand, the government received bids for the bills of 1.11 to 1, and it's usually over 2 to 1. The amount sold, which is dreadful and the lowest since November of 01. Now, this is a result of monetization by the Fed. At this rate, they may never be able to sell the bills, notes, and bonds at the coming auction.
Bob?
Yes?
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. We'll be back on the other side. Robbie will give you the Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster special. I've got a little hint as to what it is. If you would visit the site eaglesup.com, and Robbie's done a great job with this site. And suffice it to say that, well, he follows me on the flip side on this network at 6 p.m. Central Time. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-502-9972.
Back Robbie Noel, the Bob Chapman special on this Tuesday?
Well, we only have one coin on special today. It's a 1927 D, $20 Liberty, St. Gaudens, I should say. It is in MS-67 condition. There's free shipping with this coin and a free 10-year subscription to the Chapman Forecaster. The price of this specimen, which there's actually three specimens of this coin sitting in the Smithsonian, it's yours for a meager $2.1 million.
Yeah, by the way, I saw that coin when I was in D.C. last September. I actually saw that very same coin you're talking about.
Yes, well, we actually have the coin. Well, we don't have it. Our supplier has it. They bought it at a coin show last weekend, and it's up for sale for $2.1 million.
Great. For the more practical people out there,
well,
what do we have
for them? Well, the more practical people who can't spring for $2.1 million, still the best deal out there. You can't beat this deal. British sovereigns, brilliant uncirculated condition at $175. Compare it to a quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle selling for $187. It's a $12 difference. It's a no-brainer. Coin minted prior to 1990, well, actually minted much earlier than that, and they can find all the stats on the coin by going to the website. You can see the special. It's King George, and as we said, $175. Order 20 or more, and you get a three-year subscription to the International Forecaster, and folks can call Republic at 1-800-691-7898.
And I don't know if you listeners out there, there's a lot of material that's out there that it's free, and chances are if it's free, you're probably getting what you're paying for. But I don't know if you listeners out there know of the importance that the International Forecaster is going to play in your life here in the next 12 to 18 months. So do yourself a favor. Even if you don't want to buy gold right now, which for the life of me, I couldn't figure out the reason why, if you had capital resource, why you wouldn't be buying it. But if you want to get a copy of your subscription of the International Forecaster, you can do so. And call Robbie, and we'll set you up on that deal. 800-691-7898. But folks, it is now the time to buy. I mean, we've been saying this for a long, long time. I've been singing this tune for years. I remember when gold was at 2.25 an ounce. Here it is, over 660. It's going to go much higher, and when it explodes, it's going to go. So, folks, buy low and enjoy the benefits of selling it when it's high, if that's what you want to do. But quite frankly, I would hold on to it as long as I could. Let's go to Siskel in Texas. Siskel, we're running out of time here.
So a few questions. Mr. Chapman, did I hear you say that our government is selling as much gold as they can to keep the price of gold down? And how much of gold do they have left to sell in terms of tonnage and time? And what will happen when they run out of gold to our economy? And the last question is, if our economy really goes south, is what are the likely scenarios of our administration to invade Iran in order to remedy that?
There's a three-part to the one and his second question. You got 30 seconds to answer that, Bob.
First of all, we don't know how much, if any, the gold the United States government has. Most of the sellers have been all foreign banks, and they also have been leasing gold, which is tantamount to selling as well. It's my guess is that they don't have more than 5,000 tons left out of 33,000 tons that they had several years or 8 or 9 years ago. And so I can't really answer that question, and neither can anybody else. But after 48 years of doing this, we're getting close.
All right. We're out of time, gentlemen. 800-691-7898. Robbie Noel will be proceeding, or following me, rather, with the flip side here on the network. Mr. Chapman, we will see you again, sir, next Tuesday, and I thank you very much.
It's true.